So I want to introduce to you a man who is now the founder and director of a group called Cross Training Football. I'm sure he'll tell you a little bit about it. He's our guest speaker this morning. Please welcome Mike Masters.
Thanks, Neil. I do have a lovely wife and a beautiful daughter that's here today, my lovely wife Sharon and my daughter Jade. My other children are my son Christopher today is 19. He says, see, church on the beach or get up at 11 and go church then. No problem, Dad. I'm going to the 11 o'clock service at Evangel. So besides, I hear you speak all the time anyway. So I am honored and privileged to be here. Thank you, WDCX and Kingdom Bound. I'm not going to talk about cross-training athletics. I'm going to talk about Jesus Christ today, the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory. The name of Jesus, and I pray that the name of Jesus be lifted up over what we're doing today. Because if his name is lifted up, he'll draw all people unto us. And you people are back there with the sun in your eyes. I'm sorry, but there's nothing we could do. Maybe the King of Kings will blot out the sun for you, but not his son. So this morning, I need a volunteer really quick, and then I need a male volunteer. Yeah, good, right there. My perfect. My man, come on up here. I knew you were the guy. Excellent. He moved. You see, he moved in his chair. I knew it was him. But what I want you to do is, Neil, could you hold the mic just for a second for me? Good. Thank you very much. And good. He's going to be our illustration today. Robbie, all right. Robbie's going to help us out today. This is going to be great. Robbie, hey, look to your neighbor right now. Look to a neighbor and say, you are an overcomer. Good. That's awesome, because the Bible says this, whatever is born of God has overcome the world. And this is our victory. Amen. Our faith in Jesus Christ, that is the victory. Look at your other neighbor and say, hey, you're an overcomer too. Yeah, and whoever believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God has overcome the world. Do you believe that he's the Son of God today? Give a big shout today for Jesus. Amen. 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 Okay, so what we're going to do to Robbie is we're going to take off his glasses. Good, Robbie, that's exactly what we're going to do for you. We're going to put a blindfold on you. Perfect, buddy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, great. Awesome. Good. Neil, thank you so much.
How long? For how long we do?
Until Jesus said so. It's always about Jesus. When he says you're done, you're done.
There's no definite date on that.
No definite date. And then we're going to put this little wrap on him. And I brought this for Neil because he's from Kenmore East, right, Neil? Kenmore East Bulldog jersey right here for Neil. All right, Neil, get excited for you. All right, yeah, clap for Neil. Good. Hallelujah. Clap for Bill Hine. And we're going to put this around his neck, and then he's going to take a seat here for us. Good.
Is the chair there?
Yeah, chair's here, brother. I got you. Jesus wouldn't let you fall. Good. Right there. Good. Sit. Good. Okay. Excellent. Super job. And then we're going to give you this little beggar's cup today. There you go. Hold on to that. Good.
I really can't see.
I know you can't. It's awesome. He can't see. And so today, I want you to look at your neighbor and say, hey, the truth. Look at your neighbor and say, the truth. The truth has set you free, and you are free indeed. Amen. So we're going to give you the truth today. We're going to give you the Word of God. We want to encourage you in these dark times. Some of you don't think they're dark. Maybe some of you do. But if you're walking in Christ, it's never dark. He is the light of the world. He is the light of the world. And I don't care how dark it gets, his Word stands true forever and ever and ever. Matter of fact, his Word says, sanctify them in the truth, and the truth will set you free. Sanctify. You are set apart if you are in Christ today. You are set apart by God. He loves you. He has a plan and a purpose for you. He is awesome. He is mighty. And I want to pray before I get started. I'm not even started yet. I'm a coach, and I get excited. But I also get broken. Because Jesus' heart is broken for those that are lost and are hurting. Those that are blind. Those that are walking around with empty cups with a hole in it. And his heart bleeds for you today. And so many of us are walking around with empty cups. And we're trying to fill these cups with a lot of things. And the bottom line is we fill them up for a while, but there's a hole in the bottom. He's going, I want to fill that hole today. I want to set you free today. I want you to be victorious today because I paid it all. I paid everything for you. I'm giving you my grace. The grace of God which has appeared to all men, which brings salvation. Which brings salvation. But not only that, it gives us the power to say no to ungodliness and the worldly passions of this world. Jesus said, my grace not only saves, but I bring you power. I bring you power from the Most High, and I sit at the right hand of the Father right now. And I give you all authority to walk in my power to be an overcomer. And I love you. And I want to encourage you to be set free today. So, Lord, I come before you, and I just pray, Lord, you would touch him, that I would decrease right now so much that you would increase, and they would hear your word of hope, your word of exploration, expectation. And Lord God, today's message is declaration with expectation, that we would declare you and then have expectation. Holy Spirit, come and do your work, because there isn't a thing that I can do but just call out for you and your help and your grace. And I pray this in Jesus' name. And all the church said, okay, it's time for me to get excited again. I'm excited already. Neil, you're going to have to tap me on the shoulder, okay? Just say, you're done. Okay, so I'm going to go to the good book this morning, and I'm going to read out of Mark if you have your Bibles or if you had it on your phone or your iPad or anything else, whatever you got with you. And if you memorized it, that's great too. So I'm going to talk about this man by the name of blind Bartimaeus. It's Mark 9:46. Now they came to Jericho. As they went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. Oh, here's my man right here. He's going to help me out. Robbie going to be begging for me. He's still here. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out, and he said, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Robbie, you got it. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
And all the people said, shut up. Go ahead. Oh, no, 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 no. You can do better. There's like 600 of you here. Is that?
I can say it louder without the microphone. Come on, I'll say, shut up.
And then it says he goes on and he cries out even more louder. He's declaring it. Declaring declaration with expectation. He's declaring it. He's saying it again. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
And they shouted all the more, shut up. Yeah, you know what? In the times we live in right now, you're walking for Jesus and they're telling you to shut up. Oh, yeah. We don't want to hear what you got. We don't want that Bible stuff. We don't want that. Matter of fact, it could be coming from your own family. It could be coming from workers where you're at. And this man just keeps shouting louder because this is his day for expectation. Today's your day for expectation. Look to your neighbor and say, hey, I'm expecting today. And we're not talking about babies, okay? I'm expecting something today. Yeah, we're expecting. We should be expecting. He is here. I love it. He puts the stars and the sky and the universe with his finger, and he's kicking out one a second new, one a second new, one a second new. And not only does he know the stars and counts them, but he knows them by name. That's our God. And if you see any clouds, we see that the clouds are but the dust of his feet. That's our God. And so as we're going to go through this today, this short story, it says that Jesus Christ said that many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more. So Jesus stood still. He stood still. Look at me. I don't care where you're at today. I don't care how bad it is. You cry out to God, Jesus stands still. He hears you. He hears your faintest, smallest cry. I don't care where you're at. He is not a God made of gold. Or stone, or wood. Oh, he's not this God either. He's not car number three. Oh, okay. Because all those other things are idols. He's not 23 in Cleveland, that king. He's the King of Kings. He's not the Eagles or the Bears, because in the end it says that we will worship animals. Because the Philadelphia Eagles are not the King of Kings. They're not the Lord of glory. It's not about the Chicago Bears. And those are all great things, great events to watch. But if we know more about the Chicago Bears, and who's playing for them than we do about Jesus, we got a problem. We got a problem. If I know more about Fred Jackson than I do Jesus Christ, you got a problem. And I'm a football coach. I love football. I mean, I love football. I coach football. There's no other game in the world that's better. If there's no point to the ball, there's no point to the game. You can laugh. If you didn't get that, I'll say it again. If there's no point to the ball, there's no point to the game. So all you soccer people, I'm sorry. But my dad was a football coach for 44 years. There wasn't a round ball in the house. So the question is right now, he's crying out, and he's saying, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." What do you call Jesus? Who is Jesus to you? Because he knows who he is. He's blind. He can't see. And he's saying, "You're the guy. You're the Messiah. I'm declaring it today. And I don't care who's trying to shout me down because I'm expecting today. I have expectation." And so my man's calling out. And Jesus stops. And he will stop for you. He cares for you. He knows that your cup may be a little bit empty today. Because this man was begging. He had his cup, but the only problem is he had to come back every day for that same fix because his cup was empty. But this was his day. Today's your day. Say this. Say this after me. Today's my day. Oh, no, some of you don't believe that, though. See, that's the problem. That's what we want to try to get through today. Say, today's my day. Yeah, and let me tell you who Jesus is really quick, because you're going to be put down for who Jesus is. You need to know the word so you can defend yourself. Go to John 1:1. It takes care of everything that Jesus is. The Bible says that in the beginning was the Word. In the beginning, that means Jesus was eternal, eternity. From the beginning, Jesus Christ was there. The next piece, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word with God, that means someone had to be with him. That was Jesus. That's personality. Two pieces right off the bat. And then the next piece, it says the Word was God. Do you know what that means? He's God. A lot of people say, "Well, he's a nice guy. He's a good teacher. Don't give me that Jesus stuff. He's just some sort of prophet, good guy, all that way back then." And they don't even believe some of them don't even believe he exists right now. But he was God. Period. That's it. End of sentence. It makes him the King of Kings. I wish I had more time today because I got this really cool psalm. Neil, this psalm rocks. Okay? It kind of goes like this. It's like, Jesus Christ, the King. And I got so excited when you guys were worshiping. The chosen one of God. The everlasting. The babe born of a virgin in a manger. The Prince of Peace, the total stranger. The King of Kings, the Messiah, the Holy Incarnate One. Yes, he's Emmanuel, God's only begotten Son. He's not Allah, Muhammad, or Buddha. He is the one true God, the Lion, the Tribe of Judah. He's the King. Amen. A carpenter's son at birth, the Son of God before the earth. He is the captain of the Lord's host. He was filled with the Holy Ghost. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to set the captives free." Amen. He was anointed to preach the gospel to the poor, but yet there's so much, much more. A man of mercy and love, he was as gentle as a dove. He was meek, just, merciful, and sinless, forgiving, holy, humble, and righteous. Filled with love for all times, he was salvation's hope for all mankind. He ministered to the hurting, the poor, and the adulteress, a friend to the publican, the sinner, and the nameless. Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. He fulfilled everything the prophet said. He even raised. Oh, we got to get to the cross, Neil. He even raised the dead, giving up all power and authority. He became a servant, a man of humility, a savior of no reputation, that he might bring all unto salvation. Obedience was Calvary's cross. What a hope for the lost. Calvary's cross. What a price. What a price for eternal life. With thorns in his head and nails in his hands, he said, could this be the King of Kings, the Son of Man? With a nail in his feet and a spear in his side, could this be the one who would come to the earth from the sky? Yes, this was Jesus Christ from Galilee, the man who was hung on the tree at Calvary. But 3 days later, just like he said, he rolled away the stone. He arose from the dead. Jesus Christ raised from the dead, dieth no more, sin and death defeated by the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can we give a clap for Jesus? I don't care what you're going through right now. I don't care what looks dead in your life. You may have dreams that are dead and seem like they're gone. He can raise them from the dead. You may have relationships right now that are dead and hurting, and you may be estranged from your kid. Guess what? Pray to the King. Cry to the King. He will raise those relationships back up. He wants relationship. He is about family. He is the King, and that's his way. He's all about love. Hallelujah. Hey, can we just say hallelujah right now? Hallelujah. There we go. He's in control. That's the bottom line. I love it. As he gasped for each and every breath, he said, Father, forgive them just before his death. Gone to prepare a mansion just for you. Repent of your sin and you get that free gift too. Jesus said you must be born again. It's the only way to heaven. He's seated at the right hand of the Father, the same yesterday, today, and forever. His voice is calling your name. He's speaking to your heart, come follow me, and those who do will live for eternity. So take the step of faith and receive Jesus Christ before it's too late. For God has not given you a spirit of fear. He's speaking to your heart right now. I know you hear. For Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The only way to heaven is by faith and not by sight. So surrender and come to the cross and have your sins wiped away. Then heaven is the place you'll always stay. For you see, Jesus Christ is the King. So repent and give him your heart, for it's the only thing. For Jesus Christ spread his arms out the width of the wood wide so that he could heal you, he could free you, he could forgive you, and he could hold you closely to his side. He is the King, and he loves you, and he demonstrated that love for you that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He paid the price. He paid the price. Back to our story. So here's Blind Bart. He's a hurting guy. You know what? He got no job. He got no friends. He's hurting. And maybe that's you today. Maybe that's you. And maybe you're being shouted down. I just got to flip the page just for a second here. And Neil, we've got to wrap up in about 6 minutes, but I'm so excited. And your focus is here. Lord God, keep working on our hearts right now. Not only does he hear, but then he says this thing right here. He says this. He says, rise up. Rise. Look at this guy. I asked him, rise. He rose up right away. It was awesome. God used you, brother. Thank you. Now, could you clip this on here for me? Thank you. Good. You can get rid of that one there. That's good. We're good. He says this. The story goes on to say, be of good cheer. Rise up. He's calling you. Look at me. He's calling you today. Rise up. He wants you to rise up. But see, the key to this whole talk isn't the cup, and it's not the blindness. It's the shirt. This is the key right here. It's the shirt. Because he calls him to rise up, and he's calling you today Did you know not only is there a plan and a purpose for you, but the Bible says, you did not choose me, Jesus said, but I chose you and appointed every one of you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will remain. You are his workmanship. He created you from the beginning through Christ to do a good work wherever you're at. You are his mouthpiece. You are it. He's got you someplace, somewhere to be that light, to be that salt. But you got to rise up. You can't sit down. You got to be able to stand. You got to know the word a little bit. Just know this one, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. If you know that one, if that's all you know, you can win people to Christ. So he says, rise up. Rise up, brother. And it says that he threw away the shirt. Go ahead, get rid of that thing. Get rid of it. Get rid of the cup. No, he threw it away. That's better. Yeah, good. You got it? See, he is blind. He throws it away. You see, that's the story right there, Neil. There it is. Because the bottom line, he's calling you. But here's what's happening. I'll be honest with you. There's a great scripture verse in Corinthians that says this. It says this, that you are not being restricted by God. It's your own affections that are restricting you. Your affections, what you want, is restricting you. But you, if you could throw it away, and you can't do that, you need the power of God's grace to throw it away. You can't do it on your own. It's his grace. The Bible says he will give you more grace, for God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. You have to humble yourself, throw it away. His grace strengthens you to do what he's calling you to do. But if you don't want to humble yourself, see, he's standing to his feet right now. He's humbling himself in front of everybody. And Jesus said, come to me. Come. Come on. Towards me, brother. Come on, you can do it. Straight towards me.
Straight towards me, right here. You can hear me now, can't you? You can hear me now.
You see, Jesus is intimate. He's not going to yell at you with a loudspeaker. He couldn't hear me through the loudspeaker. You got to shut off the noises of the world so that you can hear Jesus. We got everything coming at us, 24-hour news, 24-hour sports. I mean, what happened to the days, Neil, of Huntley and Brinkley?
Huntley and Brinkley, 1 hour of news.
I think it was a half an hour. Now we got a 24 hours a day, bombarding us again and again and again. And if you look at the news, my gosh, forget the news. Get the good news. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, what's holding you back? What sin do you have in your life? What's holding you back from following Jesus? Maybe some of you need to throw off religion because you just come to church on Sunday and that's it. That's religion. He's going, I got more than that for you. He is awesome. Say, Jesus is awesome. He's awesome. I can't hear you. He's awesome. So he throws it off. What this represented was he was saying, my old life is over. I am no longer this. I'm no longer Kenny's bulldog. I'm done. I want to be a Christian. I want to follow Jesus. That was his step of faith that Jesus says to the man. He goes, man, what do you want me to do for you? And his response is, I want to see.
Go ahead. I want to see. No.
Oh, I want to see.
Right. And so he does want to see. Look at me. We all need to see what's going around. The Bible says that the men of Issachar understood the times and knew what to do. Do you know what to do? I'm telling you what to do. Dig deep right now, not in the sand. Dig deep in the rock. Jesus said, if you'll dig deep in the rock, dig deep to the rock where I am the rock. And when you dig deep to the rock, living waters will flow from your belly. Living waters will flow and touch other people. Dig to the rock. So he throws it off, right? And now he's coming. Jesus says this. He goes, thou faith has made you well. Boom, bingo, stop right there. You know what that meant? That word well there meant saved and whole. He became whole. He was no longer have a hole in his cup. He is whole. And that's what Jesus wants to do for you today. He wants to make you whole, complete. The problem is this, it's very simple. For the wages of sin is death. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We're short. So God says, yeah, no problem. I got a plan. It's called my son. For the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. I'll close the gap. I'll fill up the hole. I've already done it. question is, do you want it? And then, see, he's more concerned about our spiritual being than the physical, because it says, thou save, thou faith has made you whole. Saved him. And then it goes on to say, and then he could see. The question is this morning, what are you hanging on to? I don't care if you're a Christian or not a Christian. Hey, give him a good clap, would you? I'm telling you right now, folks, right here, you are here because of a divine appointment. And God's calling you up to a higher place. It's time to forget those things that are behind. It's time to start reaching forward for the things that are ahead, pressing towards the goal and the prize. That's what God's got for you. But the goal and the prize, it's not a house here. It's not a big boat. The goal and the prize is Him. The goal and the prize is Christ. To walk with Him, to let Him walk and live His life through you. Now, look at me. You can't live for Him. It does not work. It's religion. And a lot of you go like, what do you mean? I'm trying to do my best for Jesus. I'm trying to. No. He doesn't need you to do your best. He already did it. He's going, just let me have control and let me live through you. That's grace. And that grace gives us the power to say no to ungodliness. That grace. So my question is, we wrap up today. What are you hanging on to? What's stopping you from rising up? See, he had a choice to rise up and let go or sit there and remain stuck. And some of you today are stuck. But Jesus goes, if you only knew me and how much I love you and what I have for you and the relationship I want to have with you, but you got to let go. You got to let go. I don't know where you're at today, but the first call today is if you want to receive Jesus Christ. If you could just bow your head for a moment. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one gets to heaven but by me. He says that you're saved by grace through faith. Faith in who? Faith in Christ. Not of yourself. It's a gift of God. Not by works, lest any man should boast. You can't work your way in. There's no way. Then Jesus died for nothing. I'm just going to give you a quick question right now. If you're someone that would like to receive Jesus Christ today, all I want you to do is slide your hand up. Someone today, I see that hand in the back. I see that hand there. That's awesome. Please keep your head down. I just want to see their hands, not your heads. I see those hands right there. Yes. Amen. I see the hands way, way, way in the back. Praise God. Today's your day to declare it. Anyone else? I see those hands. You can put your hands down if you've put them up. You can put them down. Anyone else? The Bible says very simply this. Compel them to come in. Today is the day of salvation. Don't wait for tomorrow. Today is heaven to gain and hell to shun. Hell was never meant for you. Anyone else? Hand. Want to receive Jesus today? Anyone else? The King of Kings is calling your name. He's speaking to your heart. Now, next call. For those that are Christians here and you're stuck and you know it and you're empty, let me see your hand. If you go, today's the day, I want to throw it away. I want to get rid of this shirt. Thank you, Christians. Raise that hand. Where are you today? Raise that hand. If that's you, raise your hand. I see those hands starting to go up all over the place. You're stuck, and you know it. And you want a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ. Raise that hand. Keep those hands raised. They're going up all over the place. There's another hand. Praise God. God's moving. There's another hand. It's not about religion. Who wants to be free from religion? Who wants to be set free today? Raise your hand. You want to be set free. I see those hands. I see those hands. Good. Now give me your eyes. Everyone, eyes up this way. As we wrap this up, it's very simple. You're seated right now. You're seated. And maybe you didn't even raise your hand. But you're seated. If you really mean business with your raised hand, what you need to do is what blind Bartimaeus did. You need to rise up. There's the first brother right there. You need to rise up. Those that raise their hand, it's time to rise up. It is time to rise up. And if your heart's still stirring and you're doubting, look at me. If you're in fear of rising up because these people around you, Jesus says, my perfect love casts out all fear. Don't be afraid. My perfect love has cast out all fear. There's another one that stood up. Anyone else? There we go. What are you afraid of today? Jesus' love is here. His arms are held wide. He loves you. He's the King. Anyone else? I don't want to leave anybody out. Another one just stood. Good. We're going to pray one prayer out loud. There's a couple more that just stood. Don't miss this. Today's your divine appointment. Here we go. One prayer covers it all. Say this after me. Dear God, I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. God, I am a sinner. I want to throw the shirt away. I want to be free. God, I ask Jesus to come in. I repent of my sin. I come to you. Come into my life. Make me whole. Make me complete. I pray this by faith. I believe by faith. Dear God, thank you for the freeing gift, for the freeing gift of Jesus Christ. And everybody said, amen.